Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Greer. Thank you for being here. I'm going to be brutally honest again this hour, telling you the truth when no one else will. This is the Steve Greer Show. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, winter. Winter's back. I thought it was supposed to be spring now in a couple days. Anyhow, winter is back from all the way north, all the way south, snowing across Michigan, different places. Number two, Congressman Dan Kildee's brother killed in a shooting. His son apparently in custody, according to the sheriff in Genesee County. We'll tell you about that. And number three, this is the headline. Exclusive, veterinarian confirms eagle nest on Goshen property. This is going to be a problem for the folks there in Big Rapids that are cutting down all of these trees. Plus, I've got a whole thing about thousands of convicted murderers and rapists getting second chances. We'll get back to that. But first, the Goshen and the eagle here. It's really important because they're cutting down massive amounts of trees. China Link Goshen currently cutting down trees, marking others for removal at their mega site in Green Charter Township north of Big Rapids. They started cutting trees February the 14th at the site of the proposed electric battery plant. About 120 acres of land being affected, according to the company. Clearing the acres where the buildings will be and selectively cutting the remaining acres. So they're basically clear-cutting where the buildings are going to be. The work Goshen has undertaken has garnered attention from members of the community, including retired veterinarian Stephen Lowry, who has dedicated over 45 years to his profession. On Sunday, Lowry shared approximately 50 images on the No Goshen Facebook page, showcasing trees that have been cut down, others earmarked for removal, and a nest high in one of the trees. Each photo is tagged with GPS coordinates for accurate location identification. Regarding the nest photos, Lowry remarked, Goshen's death of an 8-year-old eagle's nest. While he was working, this is where it becomes interesting, Lowry had been a contract veterinarian all over the state of Alaska, including work at the Eagle Rehabilitation Center in Sitka. Nice town, by the way. He told Michigan News Source on Tuesday that he's been using his knowledge and skill and that he's involved in documenting the eagle nest on the Goshen site, calling it active. He's calling it an active site. Drone footage taken legally by a group that has been keeping tabs on the action of Goshen shows that there is no nesting there yet, but the nest is covered in eagle feces, whatever that looks like. Lowry reports after seeing the drone footage that the nest has a white-covered interior, is approximately 6 feet wide, 4 feet deep. Age of the nest estimated to be 6 to 8 years of age. Lowry added that the nest is in a white pine tree, which eagles favor. It's their preferred tree. Lowry also said there are 12-foot-long branches that have been placed in the nest, which is about 80 feet in the air. The tree with the nest still standing, but Lowry says the removal company hired by Goshen is cutting within 200 yards of the site. Michigan News Source reached out to the DNR for information about the situation. Ed Golder said the matter has been referred to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We've worked out for them, waiting for a comment, but so far nothing, says Michigan News Source. Bald eagles are no longer covered by the Endangered Species Act, but they still fall under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and more importantly, the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. You can't mess with birds of prey. These, according to the Audubon Society, these laws prohibit the unpermitted take of eagles or their nest or any work near eagles or their nest that could cause damage to the nest or disturb eagles enough to cause nest abandonment or loss of eggs or young. Take a disturbance permits may be issued by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They go on to say human activities that cause disturbance to eagles or their nest or lead to injury, a decrease in productivity, or nest abandonment are a violation of the Federal Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. It's been in the books, I think, since 1940, for a long time. A spokesperson for Goshen, when contacted, said that the photos do not show a nest for eagles. John Whetstone, managing communications director at Goshen, said it's a squirrel's nest. Weston said, regarding the so-called eagle's nest narrative, the nest depicted in the photos is, in fact, a squirrel's nest. It's another example of the type of misinformation and smears peddled by those who vehemently oppose the Goshen facility. The individual who took the photos also was trespassing. The trespassing issues has been addressed by Goshen. This was from the original photographs that were taken from the ground. When pressed on how it would be determined to be a squirrel's nest, Whetstone responded, the nest is much too small to be an eagle's nest. Eagles tend to build their nests immediately adjacent to water sources such as lakes, rivers, and coastlines. When asked what this evaluation was based on, Whetstone said, it's based on assessment along with other people who have since debunked the claim on social media. The nest in the photos looks to be made out of forest litter. An eagle's nest is made out of large branches. This is much larger. Just by claiming it's an eagle's nest doesn't make it so. If I could ask, what are people saying when you ask them how they determine that it's an eagle's nest? And Lowry admits he was charged with trespassing but was not arrested. Look, trespassing is barely a crime in Michigan. $50 fines, what you're gonna get. I trespassed. I didn't want to do this, but I had to because they're cutting trees right there. And they aren't supposed to. But no one in the state gives a damn. The DNR does nothing. Eagle does nothing. EPA does nothing. I don't care. I got to make a difference, said veterinarian Lowry. Because speculation about what kind of nest is on the Goshen property has been ongoing for the past few days, we reached out to different experts to show them the photos that were taken. We talked to a source in Traverse City who is a senior environmental scientist, showed him the photos. His response, he said, I'm no expert, but it does not look like a squirrel's nest. Does not look like a squirrel's nest. We reached out to tree removal company to inquire what they had to say. They didn't respond for comment. Another source at the Audubon Society of Michigan thinks the nest appears too small to be an eagle's nest, maybe another hawk, but often squirrels use old hawk nests for their nests with extra leaves added. But for a pine this small, it doesn't seem big enough for a bald eagle. If someone had a picture with an eagle, it'd be better proof. Hard to be totally definitive with just these pictures. We also checked with a raptor biologist who says it's difficult to judge the size of the nest or the size and diameter of the sticks which make up the nest, but it could be a raptor nest. The specific raptor would depend on several things like the thickness of the sticks, nest width and depth, and of course, raptors can switch nests. Eagles should be incubating right now, so if there is not an eagle in or very near to the nest, it's not likely a bald eagle nest. No way to know for sure unless you see a raptor in a nest. And finally, squirrels can use abandoned raptor nests, so it could be a squirrel nest. What is it? Squirrels or eagles? State Rep. Tom Coons yesterday on this program mentioned that he had received photos of eagles in a nest. He added, of course, I wasn't there. I don't know if this was the eagle in that nest, but you'd think that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would be there yesterday morning. Yeah. There you go. Is it an eagle's nest? Because if it is, you can't do that. It's a violation of federal law. So even the eagles are getting kicked out. Even the eagles are getting kicked out. Let's see. Ron Rademacher, we'll get him to shinny up that tree. He'll tell if it's an eagle. I'll give him $50 for the trespassing fine, too. $50, Ronnie. Here you go, buddy. We'll be back with Ron Rademacher on Michigan Backroads. Don't go anywhere. Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Well, at the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for